From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Jerry Seinfeld once had the most popular sitcom on television. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, his new series will appear only on the web.
Jerry Seinfeld's new series is called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. The promos promise exactly that. The comic tootles around in his vintage wheels and drinks Java with his pals Alec Baldwin, Michael Richards, Larry David.
I'll have coffee.
I would love coffee.
An Americano.
Just black coffee.
I would love some coffee.
I think I'll have a cappuccino.
I'll have an herbal tea.
I don't know if he's looking for a big hit. It feels more like he's going for something cool and fun for himself. I expect to love it myself.
Writer David Wilde is the quintessential Jerry Seinfeld aficionado and author of Seinfeld, the totally unauthorized tribute. Not that there's anything wrong with that. He notes with the hit TV show still in syndication, the comic certainly doesn't need to work.
Jerry Seinfeld is in this position that's sort of like one of the Beatles after the Beatles broke up. It's sort of, how do you follow that act? You have a guy with this incredible, fertile comic imagination and a love of comedy, and then it's almost impossible to follow Seinfeld.
Since his TV show ended in 1998, here's what Seinfeld has been up to. He was an animated bee.
Buzz, 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 buzz.
I know what I'll do. I'll pollinate these flowers.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
And in a series of American Express commercials, he pals around with a cartoon Superman. Here, the Man of Steel locks the keys in the car.
What are we going to do now?
Relax. I can rip the door off, melt the lock, peel the roof back.
I just finished restoring this car.
I can go back in time.
No going back in time. How many times do I have to tell you? Do you have any people you annoyed with the back in time thing?
I can just fly the whole thing back to a locksmith.
No flying. There's no flying. That was our agreement.
Seinfeld has had cameos on 30 Rock and Curb Your Enthusiasm. He also produced a short-lived reality panel show called The Marriage Ref. This new web show may be his chance to appeal to a younger audience used to watching content on the internet and mobile devices. These days, an increasing number of big-name stars are appearing on web-only videos where they can
take some chances that maybe they can't take on a movie or a network television show, something like that. So you see more and more people very comfortable doing it.
Dick Glover is the CEO of the website Funny or Die. He says web videos are not only much, much less expensive to produce than traditional television, there are also fewer deals to negotiate and no focus groups, network executives, or ratings to contend with, much less angst.
Essentially, whatever you want to do, let's go have at it. You're not spending millions and millions of dollars and everything has to be a hit. It's an internet video. If it works, it's fantastic and millions of people notice. And if it doesn't, it was a little internet video. What the heck?
Jerry Seinfeld isn't talking to the media about his new show, which premieres on Crackle.com tomorrow night. But the premise sounds a bit like his TV show, which focused on the minutiae of life, such as waiting in line at the movies, going to dinner at a Chinese restaurant, dealing with the petty injustices of life, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, I think we really got something in. What do we got?
An idea.
What idea?
An idea for the show.
I still don't know what the idea is.
It's about nothing.
Right.
Everybody's doing something. We'll do nothing.
That was Jerry and his best friend George Costanza dreaming up a new show to pitch to the network. The promo of Seinfeld's new web series, which teams him up with his old partner Larry David, seems remarkably similar. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
What is it then exactly?
I don't know.
It's comedy and cars with coffee.
Right.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
You have finally done the show about nothing.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.